You're listening to the Bathtub Refinishing Podcast. Powered by Bathtub Guys Refinishing. We discuss the refinishing industry, interview owners and operators, and give tips to business owners and entrepreneurs. Now, here's your host, Daniel Montalvo.
All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. So today I'm going to be talking about an opportunity that was recently given to us. We actually did some work for them in the past, but I want to talk about something that I think is very valuable, something to keep in mind. I know a lot of the time people tell me that these things feel like a big commercial, but I'm just letting you know some of the benefits of something that we've been able to benefit from at Bathtub Guys because of our partnership with RBS and having Tubcast in our business. So, you know, I always talk about being the only game in town, being able to offer odorless, what it means. Obviously, there's a lot of residential implication there. And there's a lot of commercial implication too, whether it be hotels, you know, not wanting smell to not disturb tenants, or obviously apartment complexes where people are living. You know, the hotel people, they can come and go on a trip, but the people who live there, they don't want the smell lingering into the place where they live, where they have kids, pets, all that stuff. There's a lot of good implications and positive implications there when it comes to the odorless refinishing process that's possible with Tubcast. But the other hand of the coin, and I keep saying that recently. Why do I keep saying that? I don't know. The other side of the coin, the other side of the argument, the other side of the river. Let's change it up a little bit because I keep catching myself saying that. But the other thing that's happened is that we are getting reached out to by medical institutions, which is something that hasn't happened in a long time. A long time ago, we did it's called the Westhoff Hospital in Melbourne. It was like a small thing. It's not even around anymore. It was like a historic hospital, but I think now it's just like a museum-y kind of thing, if I'm not mistaken. But we've dabbled with it. We've done some old folks' homes and stuff like that back when we used to spray urethane. And the number one complaint we would always get, obviously, is the smell, among other things. But the smell was like the main complaint. Obviously, some durability stuff because high traffic areas like that, they clean very extensively and they clean often. And so, you know, that was another thing is like sometimes the urethane was like a little bit too, you know, soft or not strong enough for some of these applications. But overall, it was mostly about the smell. Now, let me tell you about the Advent Health. So last year, we did the Advent Health over in Dade City, so that it's near Tampa. Did about 65 units for these people. And man, they loved the product. We had it, you know, we were in the early stages of transitioning to Tubcast back when we were still spraying Tubcast. So the Tubcast process, you can spray it if you want to. We really push the roll-on because I think for an operation, what it does is that it really simplifies operations. You don't have to have all these machines, a big warehouse, all those things that you would traditionally need for refinishing. And so we push roll-on. And honestly, it comes out so similar that I just don't understand why someone would spray if you perfect the roll-on process like we have, like Bathtub Guys has. And so, you know, over at the original property, we were still in the testing phases of, you know, switching to this product. And this was like earlier in 2024. And we sprayed it we used epoxy primer. And so that has a smell. And then we had top coat with which was Tubcast top coat, which had no smell. And we did 65 units for them. Now, this hospital in particular was like, dude, we can get you guys into these other hospitals. And the gentleman from the company, Terry, was a really, really cool guy who he does floors for them. He's kind of like our in into this side of the business. And shout out to Jonathan, even though me and him, like, you know, we don't really talk much anymore. He's the one to introduce our company to Terry, and we still have a working relationship with Terry. So super cool. But anyway, he kind of middlemans the whole thing, but he's like, dude, they really want to get you into all these other hospitals, but like you need to make the process no smell, like through and through. Like we cannot have the spraying and the noise and all that stuff going on in an operating hospital. And what this guy specializes in is doing easy, quick renovations for hospitals and that pretty much don't mess with the rooms being out of order too long or disturbing the guests. So things that don't smell or, you know, put the room out of order too long or things that are like, you know, quick turnarounds. So he does like floor refinishing and like restores the grout and, you know, will paint rooms, like things like that, that are easy for him to turn around. So he's like, dude, I can get you into these other places, but you really got to lock in the role stuff. At that point, we were just talking about it and we weren't sure if it was actually going to work. We had seen Patrick do it on some of his DIY stuff, but the product that, Tubcast for commercial use, it's different. You get a primer and a top coat, but in the DIY kit, you get a lot more top coat, no primer. That's changing now because what we've discovered with working with the product here at Bathtub Guys has kind of influenced their decision on how they package the product and stuff like that at RBS. But I digress. That is just part of it. But now, we've been rolling everything on for the better part of a year, and we got a call back and he's pretty much like, hey, do you guys have the roll on stuff ready? Because this hospital really wants a bid like badly on, you know, getting these bathrooms refinished. And we had it like, we have it down pat. So we go over there, do a demo for them, and really, really cool. We're able to charge a really good price that we're making money. The hospital feels like they're getting a lot of value, but the main thing is we're like hitting value points that when I look at an opportunity like this, and this is why I'm bringing it up. When I look at an opportunity like this, in this context, I talk a lot about being the only game in town, but like we are literally the only game in town that can offer odorless refinishing to these people. And that is a big deal. It is a segment of the market that is completely untapped in a lot of places because they do not want, I mean, in a place where people are recovering from injuries or disease or being taken care of through a chronic illness or whatever, having dangerous chemicals lingering around is not a good look. And like, it is a big deal. Like, I think it's such a big deal. And I'm like, why are more people not thinking about this side of the business, which I'll lead into that later. But it's like, these people are a whole realm of commercial work that traditionally shies away from the entire industry because of the elephant in the room, which is the smell. And being able to eliminate that, we're getting our price, fair price. We're not price gouging them, but we're also not giving it away. And we're able to do that at scale with volume because we have something that no one else has in the market. And it's truthfully like that. They got another guy to do a demo and they had to shut down an entire wing of the hospital because the whole thing smelled really bad. Like, they're not going to go with that guy. They're not going to do 200 units where they got to displace people. It costs them time. It costs them money. And it's going to cost them more money. I've talked about this in the past with hotels in particular, you know, what it really costs a hotel to do it. But it's true in commercial settings across the board. When you disturb other people, that $200, $300, $400, whatever you're charging, whatever cheap price you're charging to be the cheap guy in there, is costing the actual property four times, five times the amount of money. And especially in healthcare, where they charge, a lot of this stuff gets charged to insurance. There's, you know, private equity companies involved with super, super deep pockets. They want the return on their investment. They don't want or need the room to be out for 2 or 3 weeks. What they really want is to not disturb the people who are paying their bills. So, man, the implications there is awesome. We were told today that we locked in, you know, 200 units over there. Super excited to get going over there. The hospital has a total of 400. They're going to do it in segments. But the other thing with all this is, and I haven't talked about this a lot, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit. We have a ceramic coat that is designed specifically for Tubcast. So it's like ceramic coating a car. You spray it on there, wipe it in there good, make sure the surface is dry, obviously, before doing it. Give it like 15 minutes, and it forms a protective layer over the top coat. And what that does is it improves impact resistance, makes it easier to clean, and it improves UV resistance, among other things. This is something that is like, I've always thought and pondered on how I can make bathtub refinishing a reoccurring revenue system. And the reason for it is specifically for commercial, because residential, we don't really get issues in commercial settings, though, because there's high foot traffic. There is a lot of people cleaning every single day. And the revolving door of cleaning crews is really where the main issue comes in, where they don't necessarily abide by... There's a cleaning protocol, but because there's always so many new people coming into the cleaning, they usually just kind of leave it up to their own devices. Some people use like steel wool and really screw them up. And so I've always thought about like, what if I can offer a way for people to protect the investment long-term for like a small annual price where we can come out and service them every year after year and create a little bit of a reoccurring revenue source for the industry. Cause I don't really know of anyone else doing something like that. And for the industry and for our business, obviously. So the ceramic coat that we have is called EcoSeal. Refinished Bath Solutions makes it too. And this stuff is awesome, very easy to apply. And so we were talking to the hospital about maintenance, and we were, you know, told them how to clean it and care, and they asked for warranty. And I'm like, look, like typically it's a 5-year warranty, but I was like, in all honesty, in a setting like this, like I don't know how heavy usage it's going to be. They're going to clean it a lot. Like I'd give you a 1-year warranty in a place like this. And they're like, well, you know, that's kind of low, but we know that like we get heavy foot traffic. They're aware of the issues and why we justified that. So they were like, is there anything you can do? And I was like, look, I can come once a year and ceramic coat every unit for $200. We would need 5 at a time. But the good part about this service is this is something that like can be done. There's literally no odor, 15, 20 minutes a room, and it's returned to service ready. And they were really interested. We went, did the demo, turned it in. So they asked a little bit more about that information. And they actually were like, hey, we want to do that ceramic stuff at the hospital you guys did last year. So starting February of next year, we're slated to do ceramic on 65 units that we did at another hospital for about $200 a unit. So reoccurring revenue, we're going to have a reoccurring revenue stream there. And then we are also in talks to get reoccurring revenue for the bigger hospital that we're working in now, where if we did $200 a unit, I don't know if that's how we're going to price it because there's a lot more volume at this one. We might play with the price a little bit to try to get it in there. But if we stick to the current pricing model of $200 a unit for 200 units, that is like $40,000 a year in reoccurring revenue to apply ceramic to maintain it. And what do you get with that? It's not just, I'm not a snake oil salesman either, dude. Like I'm going to go in there. We're going to put the ceramic on there. It really does protect it. It makes it easier to clean. They're cleaning these things day after day, guys. So making it easier for the cleaning staff to clean is going to be huge for a hospital that is like literally that's their setting, right? That's where like it makes sense to do something like that. But the other thing that they get with this, and another big value add, is that if there is any chip, any peel, any crack, even if, you know, it's new, because they're paying for maintenance, we'll just go ahead and take care of it. And that is like a huge value add too, because now we are servicing them year after year. They're always going to be in pristine condition. And if by chance they're not, something happened to a unit, somebody dropped something and chipped it or whatever, we'll take care of it on a dedicated day where it's out for service. And they don't ever have to displace everybody ever again because everything's going to be on a schedule. And this is like preventive maintenance, pretty much is what it is. They're going to pay for us to upkeep it. And we, in return, get a little bit of a reoccurring revenue source. It's just a whole other way to think of the business, to think of this industry, to think of the possibilities when you are the only game in town able to offer something like this. And I'm sure you could do something similar with urethane, but I'm very confident. See, part of this, too, is having the confidence that there is nothing that's going to go wrong with the product. I've thrown cinder blocks at our product. I've thrown bricks at it. I've hit it with a hammer and I've seen it not chip. I don't think it's going to chip. Do I think they even need the ceramic? No, but they're concerned about it. So because they're concerned about it, there is a solution to their concern to put them at ease. And I am happy to sell them that to put them at ease. But the other value add I can add in there is on the off chance something happens to any unit, when it's time to service it, we will just service it. And now it's not $1,200 a unit one time and then they never see you again. Now it's, you know, $1,200 a unit get in the door and then a recurring revenue stream of $40,000 if they end up doing all 400 units, $80,000 a year. I mean, dude, that is, I think that's something really big and just something to think about, man. We have a lot of, you know, really, really good relationships with apartments and hotels. And I really, truly believe, I mean, if we come together and start offering things like this, all the people out there offering Tubcast, and, you know, you can obviously, my lines are always open if you want to call or text me. We can kind of try to talk about how to game plan this. But this is something that, like, I'm thinking about, like, man, if we had that Refinisher Summit thing where we all met up once a year, quarterly or whatever, and we all got to network, we could really crack the code on making a subscription kind of model or maintenance plan model for bathtub refinishing that makes sense, that gives the property plenty of value. And then suddenly it's not a pump and dump, right? It's not like a one-time, you know, service and then they go on to the next guy. It's like, no, like we paid for this professional service and now we are a customer of theirs for life. That's like next level stuff. And something that I've even considered doing, and I'm working out the logistics of this part, but what I really want to do is almost offer the initial service at such a cheap price where it would just cover the technician materials and a little bit for our time. So like cut prices across the board and make it so cheap that they'd feel stupid not to take it. But the caveat with it is that they would have to sign a 5-year service agreement. Now, if you do that, then sure, you did the job cheap in the beginning, but now year after year, you have this machine feeding your company $80,000 a year for minimal work, and it's scalable. It's scalable. You could go to another hospital and say that hospital is already doing it. And look, let me tell you something, man. If they're doing it for 5 years, they'll probably do it for 10, right? It's just like one of those things. It's another way to look at business. It's like, I joke, but it's like the three-dimensional chess kind of a thing of like thinking about business as like in a unique way, right? So I just wanted to share that, man. Obviously, it's a little bit like just talking about the products and stuff. And that's not, you know, I don't want this podcast to be one big commercial, but like, dude, I really do think the implication of what we're doing there and the fact that they were interested is a big deal. Like I think every business, if you really think about how to structure it properly, we could probably make something like that work in the industry where we have these reoccurring revenue models. And for anyone who hasn't read it, I do recommend $100 Million Money Models. It's an Alex Hormozi book. And, but man, that's something that's interesting. Obviously, you know, we've talked about, we've dabbled with in the past of like people with the lifetime warranty having to buy the product or buy the reoccurring service to maintain the warranty. But with a residential setting, like the tubs are literally like people clean like once a week or once every 2 weeks, the bathrooms. They don't get as much foot traffic as like a hospital, hotel, or apartment. And fact of the matter is, when people take care of the stuff that they bought themselves, they take care of their own stuff better than like a stranger would. So, but it was just interesting. I just wanted to share that and just talk about a little bit also about where we're at, man. We're thankful to have some really, really cool people we've met along the way in this journey in the industry. I want to give a big shout out to New Bath. If you guys haven't used New Bath, I actually found out about them in the Bathtub Refinishers group that is on it's on Facebook, Refinisher Contractor Network, which I'm kicked out of there. I got banned because I guess I was doing a little bit too much product promotion. But shout out to New Bath. They do the inlays. And for those of you who don't know, the inlays are like a fiberglass board. You go out and measure the floor of the tub or the shower, and they send you like a custom sized, like pretty much like a thick bath mat. It's like how I describe it, with an adhesive that you stick onto the bottom. And it pretty much like permanently seals cracks off. So if somebody has a crack in the bottom, like I don't even bother trying to sell them a patch job, because I know that most of them won't last, especially when it's like a bigger person. And these things, man, like, I want to give a shout out to Vacation Village over here, man. Great client of ours. My old friend, Danny Hayes, knows me from another property, from way back in the day, calls me and is like, dude, we have this really bad issue with shower pans cracking at this place. And I'm like, oh yeah. And I was like, well, let me come take a look. And he's telling me that the company that's there is like charging them like $5,000, and they're taking like 4 days to turn over a shower floor. I was like, what are they doing with the shower floors? He's like, you know, they're opening up the bottoms. Like they're cutting the shower floor out, and they're putting cement underneath. And then they're trying to see if it's level. And if not, well, then they're putting another layer of cement. And he's like, sometimes it takes 4 or 5 days. And I'm like, out the entire week of the room. And plus they're charging me an arm and a leg. And I'm like, dude, I have a solution for you. But I was like, I really, you know, if we're going to do this, like, I really would like to be the vendor for you guys. So what ended up happening, funny enough, is they were having this big issue with these shower floors. And then they onboard us as a vendor. And it's like, there is no shower floors that need service for like ever. And then what happens is they start needing a lot of refinishing work. So we get in there, we're showing them the odorless product and they're loving it. And then the shower floors start. And so obviously, naturally, we start using inlays on them. And man, like, again, this is like some of the stuff that happens when you network, but you're also the only game in town in certain things. So they don't want to go back to the other company. Doesn't even matter. Like the no smell thing is enough for them to be using bathtub guys. But the other part of the whole thing is we're offering creative solutions for them with the inlays, and the inlay with the refinish service coupled together. You know, we're like charging them like $1,200-$1,300 for a job that realistically is taking like 5 hours at most. Like it could really take 3 to 4 hours. But it's because we have the information. I want to share that with you guys. If you guys don't know about New Bath, I definitely recommend it. I would not do a crack repair any other way with a warranty. If somebody wants a cheap, quick fix, then, you know, I'll tell them that it's a cheap, quick fix and I can't warranty it. But if you want something that you could be proud of, that you stand behind, those people do a really, really good job, man. And we've used them for a bunch of properties and we're really, really happy with them. But that property in particular, man, they there's something to be said of when these people in like maintenance positions at hotels, especially ones like his where it's a big property, when they look out for their vendors, man, they called us for like 10 showers 2 weeks ago, which was great. And then they've ordered like 10 shower pan with inlays, which we charge a pretty penny for them. So shout out to them. I just wanted to bring this to light to let you guys know there are people out there that will pay your price for commercial work, that will give you volume and pay a premium. But think about what I said in the beginning. This ties into the last podcast episode 2, differentiating yourself in the market, but differentiating yourself among these people and maintenance teams and stuff too. I knew Danny Hayes from an old hotel. I used to go into Danny Hayes' office while he was working and just talk shit with him. I would sit there and just chat him up, talk with him. And during the holidays, man, I'd make coquito and just take it to him. And like, it was just a little thing to look forward to. And like, I'd get him like gift baskets and stuff like that. And I say all that to say, like, that is what happens when you build a relationship with somebody. He didn't forget about me. He had another vendor. And he found the way to bring me into the fold here at another property. And what ends up happening a lot of the time is you start becoming friendly with the people at the old property because you knew them. So I knew him, but I also knew a couple other people at the property that he used to work at. So we still do work there sometimes. But then now I'm in this other property too. And he kind of just brought us over because he loves working with us and we've built a relationship with him. And so that is the overarching point of the last couple podcasts, man. Be different, be better. When you see a problem in the market, hyper focus on it and how you could be better than the next guy. Take care of your customers, man, because these people will keep you busy year round. I really truly believe it. Yeah. So that's that, man. I'm excited to where things are going, you know, with the business. We have some things we're working on with RBS, but you know, Bathtub Guy stuff. I'm working a lot more hand in hand with RBS nowadays, just trying to, you know, elevate the Tubcast stuff, which I get a lot of people calling, and thank you guys, everyone who calls. What we really want to do is have more businesses onboarded using the product and like reaping the benefits and, you know, being the only game in town, like that you can go in and offer something unique, build those relationships, and we'll coach you through those too. And just like have your business be better. I see a lot of, with the playbook that we have and the playbook that a few others that are getting involved with all this whole thing have, there's so much positive implication for your guys' companies out there. And so if you join along with us, man, there's a lot of great resources, but I'll tell you what, man, and it's not to brag or anything, but like in like a week and a half, we did $25,000 worth of work for that property. And it was based off of having a good working relationship, but also being the only game in town with our product. And obviously networking with other refinishers, talking to other refinishers, and finding out about these other solutions that are not traditionally talked about, like the new bath inlay system. It's been great. So yeah, this is going to be a little bit of a shorter one, but I appreciate you guys coming through. I will have more podcasts coming out soon. Every Thursday, look out for the podcast. I'm now recording two of them in a day so that I always am ahead. But if you guys want me to talk about any specific topic, you can go ahead and leave it in the comments on YouTube, or you know, you can DM me, call me, or text me, 689-271-9934. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys a lot. See you guys soon. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Bathtub Refinishing Podcast. If you liked what you heard, be sure to keep up with the Bathtub Guys on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, or visit bathtubguys.com for more. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.